Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim, Chalam and Aleph. We're learning the halachas of Kovetz Svarim. So we're following the order of the Sefer Ginzei Kodesh as he goes through some of the halachas more at length than the Chayodim. So the Chayodim mentions the halacha of not hanging a Sefer, and that's in Simen Mem Dalet. And he mentions the halacha of not turning a Sefer upside down in Simen Mem Hei. So let's elaborate on the halachas. So the halachas that a person is not allowed to hang a Sefer, and this applies to Tefillin as well. And this is brought down in Aruch Chaim Simen Mem. We mentioned, as we learned the Chayodim, that even if you have, let's say, a Siddur, which has, it's made in such a way that it has a chain which is attached to it, so hanging the Siddur, holding the Siddur by the chain and hanging it upside from the Siddur, hanging the Siddur from the chain is not allowed. That also goes into the Lach of Taliyah. That's all talking about because it's attached to the Siddur, and you're hanging, as it were, the Siddur from it. If you put the Siddur in a bag, and then you hang the Siddur, or you put the Tefillin in a bag, and you hang the Tefillin, it's not a problem. So a person would hold on to the Ritzuas and let the Tefillin hang down. That's what we're talking about as a problem. But having it hang inside of a container, inside of a bag, is permitted. And that's how why we see some people have their Tefillin bag or their Talis bag has a strap which allows them to hang it. That's considered hanging inside of the bag, and that's permitted. Some people, when they put on Tefillin, the Tefillin Shel Rosh, they sort of hold the kesher and let the bias hang down, and they sort of slip their head in through that. So there's some who raise the question that goes into this issue of being toilah, of hanging the Tefillin, and it's improper to do that. And those who say it's permitted, or who do it, feel that it's considered, that is a normal derech, how to put it on. This way it's on, put on quickly and in the appropriate way. And that's where they feel that's going to be permitted. The tzarech of the levisha is going to be permitted. But there are those who do raise the question about that. I do want to point out that my Rosh Hashiva, Chaim Stein, Zichro Livracha, did put on his tefillin shel rosh in that fashion, and he held that was permitted. Okay, that's the halachas of hanging a sefer. The Chayotah mentioned in Simen Mem Hei that it's also to be mahapech a sefer. And if you find it mahopach, you need to upside down. You need to correct it. So there's multiple ways that that's true. If you have the sefer's closed and the face of the sefer is facing down, the sefer is open and you turn it upside down, where now the open is facing downwards. The sefer is put in the shelf and it's the top of the sefer is towards the bottom, towards the shelf. It was put in upside down. All those are examples of putting a sefer upside down, and all of those a person should not do. And if a person sees that it is placed like that, a person has to correct it, even if he wasn't the one who did that. An issue which the Sefer Shiri Bracha from the Chidor addresses is sometimes a person takes a Sefer and he wants to keep it open, so he turns it upside down to keep it open like that. So he says that goes into the Sisser, and if people do that, or Osid Litin Asidin, they're going to be punished for doing so. So a person should avoid doing that. If you want to turn the sefer upside down for the purpose of photocopying it, a common issue. So that he brings that from Rishon Karelitz, that he said that since it's the tzarech of the learning in order to be able to get that page, and that's how it has to be done, that is permitted. I would point out that it would seem to me that it's only permitted while it's being, you're being doing the photocopying. As soon as that is finished, a person should not leave the sefer in that position. A person should take it out and turn it right side up and correct that. Otherwise, it goes into this problem of leaving a sefer hafuch. If you have a sefer which is written in English, so then the up is the way a sefer written in English is placed. If you have a sefer which shares English and Hebrew, sometimes you have a sefer which it has the same shiurim even written in English and in Hebrew translation. and it starts from one side of the English and starts from the other side of the Hebrew. In general, in that situation, you would look at what the primary usage of the Sefer is for. If it's for the English usage and the Hebrew is just secondary, you would define up based on that, and vice versa. If it's totally even, all of the things are found in both English and Hebrew, it would seem to me that either way is acceptable. Probably in that situation, it would be appropriate to put the Hebrew side facing upwards. Thank you very much. Have a good day.